by what is right, whether the person is your enemy or not, you agree with that. But I didn't blame a lot of them because they are sold their soul to the devil. If they are with God, you will follow what is right. You see, when people make lines, oh, this idea is about this person, this idea about this person, it's just like when I bring them to the Monterey Project. Let them tell reverse people how much they have been spent on Monterey Project. And let us convert it to today's dollar, even as of that time. So when you find excuses when there is no need for that, you are just doing a joker. I was in River State when the former governor campaign ran telling Nigerian on different places about the East-West Road. Today is a death trap after 8 years of President Muhammad Buhari. Under President Muhammad Buhari, Ogoni money was looted, spent, eat. You see, when people talk, and that is a government, the former Minister of Transportation was serving, and now make his boy Minister for State. You see, I don't want to speak with a lot of anger. Let me tell you something.
Chief Ganeshaba,
I'm coming, Shegun. Because if people want us to begin to open what have happened in River State, with the people with River State money, and we don't see anything on the ground, we start. Secondary school was paid 100%. Kana, Gokana, is there any secondary school there today? Oh, do I start to count money that was looted in that administration? And River State do not have effect. See, you know, when they are bringing this argument, you know why I've been keeping quiet? The former governor of River State has not made any public statement on this matter. But people will just jump up, this one happened. We must support this project because it's the benefit to all of us. And I don't see why we're arguing on this project. They should bring it because you know why everybody's saying what they're saying? They know that the man is delivering.
Chiganeshaba.
The man is on a speed lane to deliver. He's in a hurry,
you know,
to develop River State.
There's some of these allegations you're making and you're not substantiating. Okay. But again, let us just
move. Shegu, can I ask you something? Let me clear you on something.
I'm the one asking questions.
Shegu, you have been interviewing me for years. Go back and check any comment I'll make in your program anytime, whether anyone is fault. When I talk about the insecurity in Ogoni, I take it off and I said clearly, fact and what. Okay, let me tell you something now, Shegu, as you say, I make an allegation. Let me just take you somewhere that is not even what we are discussing. And I want to challenge the person to come publicly to say it. Now, I want to talk about my brother, Senator Baron Piggy. In 2018, he lost his mother. The former governor of River State comes for that burial. The former governor of River State was giving food and poison in his house. That food, hold on.
That's a big allegation.
Let me finish. It's my opinion. It's not the opinion of the station. Wait. Don't cut me on this matter. Then, in 2019, the governor came for his Thanksgiving. The former governor, I'm talking about Wiki now. He refused to go to his house and eat, and he entered the vehicle to go back to Port Harcourt. Senator Baron Piggy almost fainted. The food they prepared for the former governor was dig on the ground in his compound and poured by the side of the fence. They didn't even give to a dog. So white people, let me tell you.
I just want to
say I'm coming. Let me clear. Let me finish. Let me round up. You say what you want to say. I was attempted murder on my life.
Okay.
Was organized, sponsored by Senator Barry Piggy and his conference.
Let me say this, Chief Ganitoba. You see, again, all these allegations you have made, we are dissociating Super FM from all of these allegations.
Of course.
Super FM has no part in this, and Super FM has not authorized this, and Super FM is not also authenticating all of these arguments.
Yes, yes.
What we know is that Governor Ezewon Yesonwike joined his Thanksgiving service, said he was poison at a PDP meeting.
It can be two poison.
He said it was
the man. I said, should write the petition. Wait, the man I said, Barry Pika, he should write the formal petition to the DSS or to the police and about the attempt on my life and the poison and when I cannot defend it.
Well, again, I will just move away from that because I want to come to something else because those are very heavy allegations you've made, and those allegations are made against a seventh senator of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Again, Super FM dissociates itself from those allegations. It's not an allegation. We want to collaborate. This is the personal view and personal opinion of Chief Ganitoba. But let's move on. HIPREP is another critical issue, and you have been very vocal against the activities of HIPREP. In fact, I recall that at the time you went to court against HIPREP on embarking on some project. Now we have Professor Raf Zabe, and according to Professor Raf Zabe, he has this call. He said that they are hitting the ground running, and he had a roundtable conference where he said that soon they will commence remediation of over 3,300 hectares of farmland. Have you changed your perception on HIPREP? Right. And are you also willing to go to court to remove the court cases that you instituted against HIPREP?
No, the matter is on, and justice will be done. And for me, there was a lot of looting, and I don't want to discuss the matter that is in court.
Okay.
Because you understand the meaning of that. So I don't want to go into issues that are in court. But there were a lot of looting that happened before then, which is issues that we'll be looking into. I personally, and from discussion with everybody, the current coordinator, I have not seen anything that he has done that will bring me to ask a question. See, when I find out what is wrong.
So you
for
think
now,
you're comfortable with Professor Raf Zabe?
For today, I am not seeing what he has done wrong. For today, for this hour that I'm here.
Okay.
For if it's aired, I will also say, look, you have air here, my brother.
Well,
whether I mean, personally and publicly.
We'll talk a little bit about HIPREP because I have another set of guests who think that things are not going correctly on HIPREP, but we'll be going
around that. I don't want to discuss it because I am, as I speak, one of the matters is in a peak court.
Okay.
We have another one in the Federal High Court. We have issues because I believe, let me tell you, Shagun, I believe because Ken Sarunua believe in rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe of armed struggle.
Mm-hmm.
That is why in every activities I do, I approach the court. I don't believe in gathering boys to cause trouble. I approach court. Let them speak through the law. So on that, we're in court.
All right, fantastic. Let's move on, and I would just like to take some calls. I will go to WhatsApp messages now. We seem to have issue with the network this morning, but again, you can send us your voice notes to 09059-481021. We will also keep trying the telephone lines to see if we could get calls coming through the telephone lines. However, let's take some WhatsApp messages. Let's take this one. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Shegun.
Good morning.
My name is Felix.
Good morning.
I thank God for the life of Gani, that God saved his life. But I believe he should learn his lesson.
Okay.
He made promise some time ago that NNPC want to build this road that is coming now. It's about
I'm not hearing you well.
Okay, so we just try to say now again, we want to advise all those who are sending a WhatsApp message, kindly speak up a little bit so that we can hear you clearly. Let's take this one. Hello, good morning, and thank you for joining us. Let's have this WhatsApp message. Good morning.
Hello, Shagun. Good morning.
Good morning.
The guest in the studio, good morning. This is Fred Michael from Nkoro. Yes, I want to tell the Governor Sinalai Fubara, please, you should focus on education and agriculture in River State. Because education, since 8 years, we have been in bondage in education and agriculture in River State. You should forget about road and focus on agriculture and education. Our school is down. Primary school and secondary school is down. Let me focus on that. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to take Fred. Thank you so much. And we'll take two more. I will take two more WhatsApp messages before we come back to our guests in the studio. Hello, good morning. And thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
About the Ringo project, I wouldn't say it's the best project was conceived by his government. Some players were not even involved in that design or conception of that ring road. And by the concept of a ring road, it's supposed to touch the fringes of the city, in this case, the fringes of River State. But what we're seeing now is just the connection from one collector to another, which does not reflect the real idea of a ring road, and thus will not be able to deliver what the ring road is supposed to deliver.
All right, thank you so much, Samson. We quite appreciate that. Let's go back to the telephone lines and just see if we could just take one or two calls on the telephone lines. Let's try this one. Good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Pastor Shego.
Dr. Christian Otessa, we apologize. You've been trying the line and again, the network.
You don't need to. These are natural things that happen. It's
Please.
Not your fault.
Yes, go ahead.
So let me also greet Danny Toba and thank God for sparing his life. Pastor Shego.
May I ask you, Dr. Christian Otessa, turn down the volume on your radio set to avoid a holdback?
Yes, I have done that. Let me thank the governor. The ring road is a very laudable project, no doubt about that. But I have three concerns, and I'll quickly state them. First is the Western Route standing on UTC facing the back of main town. I believe that for a ring road of that nature, it does not have a business ungulating into a balcony key to room lossy to this. It's not necessary. What we should have done is to exploit the waterfront of that axis up to Obakre. That is one. But that is not even my main issue. My main issue is this. For a project of this magnitude, $200 billion, crisscrossing, I emphasize, crisscrossing different communities, sacred groves and all that, traditional livelihoods, that there is no EIA. It's unfair.
When you talk about EI, bigger party, you're talking about
environmental impact assessment reports. Now, Shego, quickly, during the EIA, it would have afforded communities opportunity because EIA is essentially a pre-project scientific report that tells you the potential impact the project will have on the environment. And the central, one central thing about EIA is stakeholdership. The people would have been able to ventilate their fears, confirmed the impact, and the project and the owner would have been able to resolve all of this. Now, the Act does not exempt this kind of project. But my fear is that if government begins to disobey its laws, flout its laws, then the government will lose impetus in enforcing corporate environmental compliance. And noting that the environment is the only thing that sustains man, businesses and all of that, for the past, I'm coming, over 4.5 billion years ago, everything will come to halt. And reverse people will suffer for it. Now, quickly,
Dr. Christian, you have 30 seconds, man.
This is the last point. Added to what I'm saying is the fact that during the signing of the contract, the governor was busy threatening traditional rulers, threatening youths that will be impacted along the project route, not to raise any issue else. The coercive forces of government will brought to bear on them. I think this has become a negative trend that must stop. You know, nobody is against, and when we talk, it's not as if we are criticizing the government. We're only critiquing for a better outcome. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, thank you so much, Dr. Christian Otias, and we quite appreciate all of your comments and contribution. We'll go back, take another call, and 0705079101, as well as 0811743101. Let's take this call now. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Fine Mind, and I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Fine Mind, good morning.
I greet your guest in the studio.
Thank you, Fine Mind.
Yeah. I have listened to him even before about this governor emerged. There of yours has been a sound supporter of Wiki and also him emerging. But I want to ask him, because I've been listening since he started eulogizing the government. We have not actually pointed out one significant thing that the previous administration did to the Ogoni people.
Okay.
It's so outstanding. You understand? Because I have not seen any betterment since the inception of the previous administration to the end of it. I have not seen anything significant that has been done to the Ogoni people. that they can celebrate. And but aside from one rule, the government that is taking people's lives because of the way they constructed it. That road has been taking people's lives right from when it was constructed. There are not many projects. Even the project that the previous administration that preceded Christian's administration did, like the plantation, the banana plantation and other projects that were done, this, the administration of Wike did not continue it. So I don't know what the people should celebrate.
Okay. Thank you so much, Freeman. I quite appreciate everything you said so far. I'm just going to take one more after that. We'll take comments on the social media. Good morning, Nina. Thank you for joining us.
They need to do that. The Transavari Road is more important than the Ring Road.
Hold on. Tell us your name first and where you're calling from.
The hinterlands in Calabari need to also be connected to the land because they contribute so much to the economy of River State. Communities like Pula and other smaller communities in Calabari that contribute so much that have the oil. That is giving them that 30% irrigation. They have neglected those communities. They are supposed to continue that Transavari Road and end it well, so that people from those communities can also access the upland. River State does only the ring road as much as it needs the completion of the second phase of the Transavari Road. Thank you. Fine,
okay. Thank you so much, Finan. And let's take this one. Good morning, Meshack. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Shegun.
Thank you so much.
And good morning to your guest.
Yes.
I want to also thank God for sparing his life, Ganitoba, Chief Ganitoba. Thank you. Thank God for sparing your life. Shegun, let me make a correction. The name of the coordinator of HIPEC is Professor Nemi Barine Zabe.
Of course, Ganitoba is an Ogoniyan. Professor Nemi
Barine Zabe, not
okay.
Raf.
Very good, very good. Thank you. Oh, we lost Meshack Uyi there. But again, we'll be rounding all of this up right now. So a lot of people have said the Trans-Calabari, the Ring Road is not a very important one.
I don't know where you're getting the assessments from.
Well, that's the caller. Not from me. That's the caller.
No, the assessments, a lot of people are also struggling to call on this program. You can see that we have a difficult situation for call. Majority of Rivers people are in support of this project. So because we have challenge of calls, we can't judge by the call we get so far. So maybe what you plan, you can plan and bring me back.
No, we're moving because again, we have a lot of comments coming in over your allegation against Senator Barry Piggy. And I don't want to take that because so much have a lot of comments on the social media already, and we don't want to take that. All I know is that we will give the senator a right of reply to what you have said.
That's it.
And we're not in any way authenticating what you have said. It is the responsibility of the security agencies to investigate all of the allegations you have made so far, and also confirm whether you are telling the truth or you're just making a necessary allegation against a senator representing the Federal Republic of Niger. But again, let's just move away from that. And one last comment we're going to look at, we just have about 5 minutes, is the NDDC matter. Is a cash cow organization or it's not a cash cow organization?
Well, the truth, we don't need to deceive ourselves. It is true that is where they share money. But that's what I've been along all this while. But the little change now is that as of today, I don't know about tomorrow.
So which means you are in support of what former governor Wike said?
Of course, 100% support. 100% support of what the governor said about that, because the NDDC money, they're just sharing it. If you investigate what have happened in there, in fact, a lot of things have happened in NDDC, but in HIPEC have happened worst. But then the present managing director is trying to reorganize the place. I can say the present managing director is not part of that arrangement, but he's boxing him, but he's finding a way, he's working hard to make sure the Niger Delta benefit the NDDC.
All right. And well, again, I just want to say what the present MD of the NDD said. Actually, in a statement he issued, he said they don't want to join issue with Governor Ezewanye. So they will be focusing on how to improve development in the NDDC. And when we talk about the managing director of the NDDC, we're talking about the Samuel Obuku led
yes.
leadership of the NDDC.
Yes.
He has also said that, again, they see Governor Wike as a governor who has done very well and would just want to make correction and ensure that the corporate governance policy of the NDDC is well structured to move any state. But again,
that is what I'm telling you. I said the present MD is working hard to see what has been going on. Don't repeat itself. That's it. That's the truth. The former governor Wike was very 100% right. Which everybody know that that's the truth.
Okay, so we'll just go back to the WhatsApp and we'll see if we can just take two or three WhatsApp messages. But just before then, we have a caller on the line, and let's just quickly take this call. Hello, good morning, and thank you for joining us. This is Point Blank.
Yes, my name is Akanto. I'm coming from
Boro. Akanto, just make it 30 seconds. Yes.
Chimbeira Uga.
Okay.
And there we go with the telephone again. So let's come back to WhatsApp and let's see what we can make of the WhatsApp messages, and just get some WhatsApp messages going on, and we come back to begin to round up the segment. So we have a couple of them. We just take three WhatsApp messages. Hello, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Point Blank. Again, don't forget, you can send us 30-second WhatsApp message straight to us. Make it short. Tell us where you're calling from and your name. And let's quickly take this one now. Good morning.
What is important is who started the ring road and who finished.
Well, we apologize. That particular message, this particular message is not very loud. And if you must send us a WhatsApp message, make sure that it is very, very loud, and we can hear clearly what you are saying, and so that we can have a better conversation, and that's the best way to go about it. Let's take this one. Good morning. Good
morning, President.
Thank you.
Shego, my brother in the studio, Chief Kanitova. First of all, I want to thank God for your life, Chief Kanitova. But I just also want to tell you some little things about life. If you know a part of your life, your area, that will endanger you, skip it up. Mr. Kanitova, coming on air.
All right. Thank you so much. I think the point is made, though not clear too. Let's take this one. Good morning. Good morning.
Joseph R.K. Beniza.
Joseph, thank you.
I want to comment first on the issue of the ring road. Well, the ring road, the importance of the ring road cannot be overemphasized. Some people are just criticizing, talking about 200 billion, 500 billion, and all that. To me, it's not necessary. I mean, I'm not concerned about how much is invested, because I know during the Governor Amechi-led government then, he was saving 1 billion naira monthly. In case of eventuality, but we discovered that when there was a conflict of interest, he diverted the money for personal reasons, and finally instead, Muhammadu Buhari, the government that has failed the country, will be untruthful.
Again, those are allegations, and we will not love to take. And don't forget, we said make it 30 seconds. Let's take this one. Good morning.
What Governor Key said is absolutely correct. Also asking. When Jonathan was the president of Nigeria, ask him, what did you do in this? Ask him. He also cashed out from that NDC. What bosses from there to do his campaign? That was doing everything in which is something. Where did he get the money from? Not from NDC. Let him not allow this present NDC chairman to expose him. So he that must come to a clean, call it clean. He must come to a clean, call it clean. He talks from his two-sided mouth.
Okay, well, thank you so much. You've made your point. And the last one we're going to take on WhatsApp. Good morning.
I think, Mr. Shegu, my contribution on this matter is an invitation. As in, you need to scrutinize. I know this is a business bank, but then too, this seller audience is very important and very vital. The man in the studio, Chief Ganitoba, has a lack words to even send it. I don't know how to put it, but it's not saying anything that is reasonable. So I would have suggested that henceforth you screen people that are coming to your station, as in their academic background, to know their work around them. We can't even make a complete sentence.
All right, thank you so much, and you have a right to your view, just like Chief Ganitoba has a right to his view. Again, I'm just going to take time to read some of the comments that are coming in on the social media, perhaps one or two of them. Good morning, presenter and the guest. To my point of view, the Ring Road is a welcome development of the state government, but the government should consider the people. You cannot walk on the road when you are hungry. Let them confront what will put food on the table of the common man, the things that can create jobs, such as the Sanga farm, the cassava processing factory, and the banana farm. And just to take a little bit, so many of them. But again, the last caller felt that everything you've said is not correct.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell Rivers something. You know that the level of where people get involved in insecurity of causing crisis in communities, you make lovers of causing crisis, or people they buy data of 10 to 2,000 for to say anything they want to say, but there is no way.
Now, again, you need to be very sensitive.
There is no way. Wait,
you need
on.
To be very sensitive.
Shegu, wait. Shegu, wait now.
I'm listening to you, but again, those words are very derogatory.
Wait now.
Those
Shegu,
words are derogatory.
Shegu, wait now. Shegu, wait. When he was saying it, he didn't stop him. When he was using words that are not right on my personality, he didn't stop him. So don't stop me. Because why I'm saying so is coming from that kind of angle. But if you are honest to be dealt with, I said there on your station, like when you say, okay, I say, Barry, do this. Barry is a senator. He should use his letterhead and write to the DSS that I have accused him, that I said this, that I realize it's not true, that he organized to kill me. Yeah, he should say it, that he's not sponsoring crisis in Ogoni land. Then the DSS will invite me and invite him, and they will investigate the matter.
Have you written to the police on this matter?
Shegu, I said he who feel I lie should use his own letterhead of the senator of the Federal Republic of Nigeria and write, and you will see you will get the best disgrace in his life.
Okay, let us move away from that. We're beginning to round this up. Thank so you. In the next 60 seconds, again, just summation of everything you've said for you, high prep under Professor Menebar Izin, I believe,
I have not found you for now. For now.
And you also feel that the NDDC former governor was correct on that.
Yes.
But again, issue of security and insecurity, Ogoni, you have accused a 7 senators sponsoring insecurity.
Yes, yes. Yes. It is a statement of fact. And I challenge even any person that wants to say, okay, it is not true. Or any traditional ruler that will say it's not true, or any of his person that is saying it's not true, let them advise him. He has the access to IG, he has the access to the DSS director, he has the access to all security apparatus in the country. Let him submit himself for investigation, and I will be invited, I will be there.
All right, fantastic, Chief Ganitoba. I must thank you this morning, though some of the allegations you've made are very, very controversial. But again, we must also state again and again that
let me correct something. You see, if we don't have people who can stand and see when people are taking people's life and say no, then we are going to be in a war. If you listen to even the governor, the present governor, on the day of his swelling in,
yeah,
you go back to his speech, what he talked about, issue of security and his vision. You will understand that this administration will not compromise. And that is one of the reasons why some of us give our support to the administration.
Well, again, you're not a member of the cabinet. We're going to take what you're saying as your personal opinion. But fantastic. Let us just
leave. You know, when you campaign, there are reasons why people will support
okay.
you.
Okay. So that's the reason why you support the government.
We support the government because the government will invest. We bring investment to River State. We make sure River State is secure. Okay. And that's what everybody needed.
So, Chief Ganeshtoba, again, we want to thank you. And also, we appreciate God for what he has done, for taking you out of the danger you faced while there was an attempt in your life, while we allowed the police to do the order.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Chief Ganeshtoba. You're listening to Point Blank. We'll be talking deep on the high prep and what high prep is doing. And my next guest will be focusing on that. But we go on a break. When we come back, we have our next guest.
Follow us on social media on all platforms. Facebook at Super 93.3 FM. Twitter at Super News PH. Instagram at Super FM 93.